Hello, everyone. It is 2:01 on February 10th. This is a special board meeting, and I'm calling it to order. Greg, can you take attendance?
Sure. Christina. Looks like Christina is absent. Davis.
I'm here.
This is Greg. I'm here. Jan.
Here.
Kara. I think Kara is absent. Maru.
I'm here.
And Sarah.
Here.
Awesome. And Ms. Christian is here.
Here.
Okay, we are here. We have quorum.
All right. I don't know. Do we need to reorder anything, even though there's only one item? Okay.
Let's reorder it. No.
If not, do any board members have any comments on items not on the agenda today? Doesn't look like it. Do we have any presentations on the floor? I don't know if there's anyone else there, Greg, but there are no members of the public here on Zoom. So, nope. Okay, so there are no presentations from the floor. So with that, I will hand it over to Greg for the vote on submission of material revision.
Awesome. Thank you. Ms. Christian and I are going to just go through some information. There is a very brief slide deck attached to the documents of this meeting, but I will also just share here so that you can see. One moment. All right. We good? You can see?
Yes.
Okay. So this is just an example of a deck that we could later use with the county. I think next month.
Yeah, we have to submit a deck by like the 24th or something, and then it's like March 8th or something like that.
Yeah. So just want to start to say thanks for the opportunity to just to you board, but also to the ACOE board later on, just to share our latest about how we're doing, explain why we're here for this material revision, and of course answer any questions. We are, as you may recall, we are Oakland's only public Montessori TK through eighth grade school. And we are supporting our students to be prepared to succeed in any high school, whatever high school they choose to go on to. And we, you know, that is a huge part of our mission, and our core values guide us in that mission. So just real quickly about us, because this is kind of what is the heart of the matter. So this is who we are these days. We are 351 students. They are divided up into four different levels. We have three primary levels serving TK and K, five lower elementary levels serving 1 through 3. We have upper elementary classes 4 through 6. We have four of those classrooms. And we have two middle school classrooms currently, but they have access to a third connected space as well, which will be kind of a little bit important later on. We have on the staff side, we have lead and support teachers in every primary and elementary classroom. The middle school also has two teachers, two leads, and then a full suite of support staff, of course, from custodial, special ed services, PE, OT, SLP, English language development, intervention, support staff operations, and administration. And then we also are very proud of our work to enroll a diverse student body. You can see here, we know we live in a very diverse, segregated city, and so we always have more work to do to reflect our city. But we're glad with our results to date, and we know we always have to pay attention to this. This you can't let up on this work. So this is the heart of the matter. I've provided here our prior approved enrollment numbers, our actual numbers, and then in bold is the what we're proposing for the material revision, for what our enrollment would be for this year, and then the two remaining years in our charter. And you'll notice that those two remaining years were extended by operation of law. So we didn't actually have like specific numbers in the charter for those years. So we're just assuming the same 456 for those years. And this is just kind of a little bit, you see it by grade level. You see the same 351, 406, and 445. We included three more school years. Those are illustrative only. They're not proposed as part of this material revision, but they're simply to help you look out 5 years, which was part of what the county staff had asked us to do. And so you can see at the end of this charter term at 445, we would be 11 students fewer than what we were prior approved for. And if we looked out 5 years, we would be 32 students lower than what we were prior approved for. And of course, this is all about you know, responding to the pandemic. Enrollment has taken a dip across California. We are not special in that way. Most of our enrollment dip, as you can see here, has been in TK. And it's the California's expansion of TK and our expansion of TK and our current application numbers for next year give us, we're feeling very confident about our ability to like start to return towards our prior approved plan, but we're not aiming to go all the way back to the prior pre-pandemic approved plan. I think that's all I've got. I guess the last thing I'll comment on is that when we're all done, you know, we're in this, we hope to be in same facility. We already have the classrooms we need that fit all of these years. And as you can see, we'd be a much more balanced enrollment across every grade as we look to the future. So that's that. And I'll pause there. If anyone has any questions, or comments, and then I can also share if you'd like there's a financial multi-year plan I could also share if you'd like to see how that aligns. Megan, I could put that up real quick. It's in the documents.
I just had a question about the multi-year enrollment projections, and it's I think separate, you know, from the what we need for the material revision, but in the 25-26 school year.
Yes.
We're modeling like a big drop off from fifth to sixth grade that we don't have in other years. And I was just curious about the rationale for that.
Yes, that is. So fifth grade is often a time when fifth graders, some of whom want to go off and find a different middle school experience. They want a big comprehensive middle school experience. They want a 6-12 experience. So that is definitely a place where we see a lot of transition, but we have also started to see it on the receiving end as well. And so.
Is that the bubble year?
Yeah, exactly.
The bubble.
Exactly. So we also see it on the receiving year where we have people who finished their elementary years elsewhere, but they're looking for a smaller middle school and they find that here with us. And so what we have the ability here to do is those are our current second graders. That is a little bit of a bubble class. And so what we anticipate doing in that year is them doing the same thing that other students have done, but then we might not need to enroll back in as many of them because we need you can see here like the sixth grade is always trying to be around like 41, 42, right?
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Just trying to get the bubble.
So in years before that, we are expecting, you know, a fair amount of attrition from our fifth graders, but we're going to fill those spots with new sixth graders.
Correct. Yeah.
And then in 25-26, we make the decision to not fill.
Yeah. And just to be clear, we support students to like find whatever is the right school for them, if that's what they're wanting to do, like if they want to go find a larger school. But we don't like, you know, if they all stay, if all those second graders stay, we'd be stoked to have them. Those future fifth graders, we would have room for them. We could manage that. It would be completely fine, and it would fall within the threshold of our MOU. Well within the threshold.
Right, got it. But like for next year, how it's saying like 39 students, it's not all. We're not assuming that our 35 fifth graders from this year are all continuing.
Correct.
No.
We're not. No, we're not. Yeah. We're looking at application numbers and intents to return. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's based on current application numbers and intents to return.
And you see, I mean, you see some change, you know, for example, from sixth grade, the current sixth grade to seventh grade as well, but you see a lot less, right? Like once people have made their choice to stay for sixth, usually more of them then stay for seventh and eighth as well.
Yeah.
Just happens to be that that's the year around here, 5-6.
Yeah.
Uh, other any other questions? I'm gonna make a motion when you all are good. I want to put up here's the financials that just go along with this. You can see, you know, our latest forecast for this year, next year, the year after. You can see as we look out, it looks healthy. And I did a little quick summing and subtracting, and these operating incomes are modest and healthy. If you subtract out any fundraising, you know, and grants, they're still modest and healthy operating incomes for these next couple of years. All right, seeing no other public comments or questions, I was going to make a motion. So I move to approve the submission of the material revision of the Urban Montessori Charter School Charter to the Alameda County Office of Education and to delegate authority to the head of school to approve additional revisions to the charter as may be recommended by legal counsel and or in compliance with Alameda County Office of Education requirements. So what I mean by that is just that between now and the submission date, if there's a few little technical things that the county needs us to fix, that the spirit of this has now been explained and that's not gonna change, and Ms. Krishna can handle those minutia, the details.
I will second that motion.
All righty. Mr. Chair, are we ready to call the roll?
I do believe we are.
Okay. Let me just get to that. All right. Davis.
Aye.
This is Greg. I vote yes. Jan.
Aye.
Maru.
Yes.
And Sarah.
Aye.
Awesome. Thank you all. It's a motion carries.
And with that, we will adjourn this meeting as of 2:13.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, everyone.
In the middle of the day.
Thank you.